Greetings, my fellow pod people. This is Nadira from Radio First Termer, Iraq. Picture, if you will, us together within a pod. Outstanding, outcasting to the universe, casting aspersions of grandeur, casting a doubt of a shadow in the ether or internet, when from the midst of this fog emerges a solitary man with a huge imagination. He brings to you a message of rock. His name is Dave Rabbit. Summoning forth rock music magic from the artists of the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. Resistance is futile in the Rabbit Podcast Zone. In this moment in time, we call Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show. You only need to be here and to listen.
I love it. Thanks, Nadira. I just got that in today from Nadira. She did me an opening and a closing for the Rabbit Zone shows. So now the circle is complete. I have Charlie Cooper. I have Nadira. And, of course, I have yours truly, the Dave Aru, on opening and closing shtick. Anyway, show number four is going to be really a lot of fun. It's a different show than we've had before because some of the groups really have some unusual songs that I'm going to be presenting to you tonight. First is band number one. They're called Coded. That's C-O-D-E-D. Their website is www.coded.tv/coded. Their bio says, Coded is New York's powerful, female-fronted, original hard rock modern metal band. Coded's socially conscious, existence-related lyrics are delivered with a mixture of power and passion over untempered double bass beats, sick riffs, and metal melodic bass, creating thought-provoking, head-banging songs. Some of their influences were System of a Down, Tool, Disturbed, and Fate's Warning. They're out of New York. Let's give a listen to their song entitled Live On. Rocking with the Big 69 on the Rabbit Podcast Zone. We'll be right back. Number two is Coley Bryce. The website is areiarecords.com. That's A-E-R-I-A records.com. There was nothing listed on their bio, but they are out of New Jersey. Let's give a listen to their song. It's entitled, You Can't Change Change. Breathing heavy sounds your way on the Rabbit Podcast Zone. Rock on. Can't Change Change by Coley Bryce. We're going to roll right into the next song from Crash Menagerie. Their website is www.crashmenagerie. That's CrashMenagerie.com. Their bio says that, I go by Crash Man, and I am the leader, songwriter, lead vocalist, and lead guitarist in any performing grouping of the band Crash Menagerie. The music here is from one of our CDs, a hard rock and punk CD written in 2005. They're from Florida, and their influences were Black Sabbath, Motorhead, Rancid, The Ramones, Black Flag, Suicidal Tendencies, Plasmatics, and punk metal. Let's give a listen to their song. It's entitled, I'm Not Going Insane. Boy, I can relate to that one.
Someone else. It seems like they're all here.
Trash Menagerie. I'm not going insane. Well, in my case, maybe that's not a very good song, because I think I am going insane lots of times, but I'm not sure. Okay, band number four is a band called Creeper, which is pronounced Creeper, but spelled C-R-E-E-P-O-R. Their website's www.arcmedia.info/arcmediamusic/podcast/ the world or whatever. Basically, if you just go to www.arcmedia.info, that should work, or you might try .com. There's five guys that comprise Creeper. The lead guitar and lead singer and Insanity are by Kev. Drums and Madness by Eddie. Rhythm guitar and backing vocals by Dooz. Bass and Gingerness by Andy. They are based in Livingston, Scotland, and gig in Edinburgh and Glasgow. Their influences were progressive 60s rock, Metallica, Motorhead, and of course, my favorite, Jimi Hendrix. And here they are, Creeper. Their song's entitled Metal to the Soul. episode of Creeper. I promised I'd be a kinder, gentler Dave on the Rabbit Podcast Zone, so I'm trying to at least keep this a PG-13 rated show. That song was extremely long, so I had some thoughts of some of the classic Dave Rabbit comments on long songs, but like I said, I'm trying to be a kinder, gentler Dave on the show, and I decided not to say that. Okay, here we go. Band number five, David Jackson, whose website is www.jammingdave, that's jammindave.com. Jamming Dave Jackson started playing the guitar when he was five. People that hear him play do not ask how he got his nickname, Jammin'. A child of the 80s, his music reflects that of someone who grew up smothered in big hair, whatever the hell that means. His songs featuring blazing guitars and soaring harmonies. He's from the United States, that's all I know. His influences were Judas Priest, Ozzy, Metallica, and Ted Nugent. David Jackson, Seize the Day. You're rocking with Dave Rabbit and the Rabbit Podcast Zone.
Everywhere I go, I hear the ticking of the clock. And you are just a fool if you try to make it stop. 'Cause time stops for no one, and that includes you. What you make of every day is all up to you, yeah. When it comes to success, nah, you can't fake it. What are you waiting for? Up to you to choose. You can sit and watch or get in the game. The choice you make will affect you every day. When you're gonna grow up and face reality? Well, life is what you make it. You gotta make it. Make it all it could be. Seize the day. It was a windy March night, the 26th, when a man approached my car. In the 25 years on the road of life, I hadn't got too far. He wanted me to step outside, but instead I thought I'd drive away. His gun fired at my window, but the bullet ricocheted. We'll be right back.
Seize the Day, David Jackson. And now for a little surprise. Some of you know that I was in a rock band, and that's my background as a rock band lead singer in high school from 1965 to 1967. I actually started with a band in my sophomore year, and then we really started cranking the summer before my junior year, and then, of course, culminated my senior year when I got fired from the band for like the second or third time. I got fired all the time. You know, lead singers are a bitch because they get fired all the time, and I was no exception to that. Anyway, we cut a song, and it was called Don't Take Your Love Away. It took like 10, 12 hours in the recording studio all night, basically, just to do side A. I'm not even going to screw with playing side B. It was just kind of a instrumental kind of thing that we threw together at the last minute, because if you remember the old 45 days, you had a side A and a side B, and we went to the studio totally unprepared for side B, and we had to make something up. It was kind of like just standing up there and doing some serious bullshit. But I thought you might be interested in just kind of hearing the old Dave Aru. This is me as the lead singer. Our lead guitar player was Mark. Our bass player was Hal. Our rhythm guitar player was Robert, and our drummer was Bobby. And this is us. I think it's either the latter part of 66 or the early part of 67 when we cut this record. It never made it to one-hit wonder status. We did very well, but it just never got a national play. So dreams and hopes of limousines and girls throwing themselves on us never materialized. But I think you'll have fun listening to it. This is The Playboys, 1966-67, Don't Take Your Love Away. Rabbit and the Playboys. I only got one quick story to tell you. We played the Battle of the Bands, and in Dallas they had this thing. KLIF was the local radio station, which was the radio station in Dallas in the 60s. And they had this Battle of the Bands. They wanted to have a lot of local groups that were going to play and kind of fill the void when the mainline groups were up there for a New Year's Eve. I think it was New Year's Eve 1966. New Year's Eve 1966. So anyway, we are we go there to this Battle of the Bands thing and whatever. And the concept of it was that you had this big rotating stage, and it was kind of like a half moon, and there was a huge curtain that went down the big circle, and then like the opening band would be in front, and then the headliner would be in the back, and then when the opening group finished their gig, the stage rotated, and then the mainliner came out, and then the next fill-in band got on there, and then they rotated, and they did their little shtick thing, and then it rotated, and so on, and so on, and so on. So anyway, we won the Battle of the Bands, us and several other the local groups there, and so New Year's Eve, and I'm almost positive it's 66. In fact, I know it's 66. It's New Year's Eve, 66. And we're there at a place called Market Hall in downtown Dallas, where KLIF had their these New Year's Eve blast parties. The groups that were there that night were Little Stevie Wonder, the Young Rascals, and if I'm not mistaken, the Five Americans, and then the real headliner group was the Kinks, if I'm not mistaken. And we got to open up for Little Stevie Wonder, which is kind of funny. But anyway, while we were out there doing our part of the show, I had like this tambourine, and you know, people said, "What did you play? What did you play?" I played tambourine and I sang. And because I used to beat my leg with this tambourine so hard that I would get black and blue, I used to wear these knee pad things that basketball players would wear, and I'd have it underneath my black slacks, if you will. And when I would bang the tambourine on my leg, of course it wouldn't kill my leg and bruise it all to hell and back. So we're up here singing our song and doing all this stuff. And we did a lot of stuff by the Kinks. We did a lot of stuff by the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. And, you know, all the groups are real popular in the mid-60s. And we're doing our song and whatever. I think I know what we're doing. We're doing Gloria. That's what we're doing. We're doing Gloria. The tambourine head starts ripping off from the actual wood part of the tambourine. So right in the mid stride of the song, I rip the tambourine head off, and not thinking, you know, no big deal. I just toss it off the stage down into the crowd, and I mean, it was unbelievable because we had like, you know, 30 or 40 young girls that were, you know, groupie type things for all the bands. Jumping on top of the tambourine and you know, fighting for it and stuff. I mean, it was great. Those were the days. Those were really the days. So anyway, that's enough of the Dave Rabbit and Playboy song and story. Now we move into a classic rock showcase with James Gang, which is one of my favorite bands. And they, along with Blood Rock and Cactus, were the three bands that I played songs almost every single night from in the Radio First Termer Saigon show. And I think we also did some in the Radio First Termer Iraq show. But you know, with my memory at 58, forget it. You know, I can remember if I've got it written in front of me, and that's about as far as it is. But I think we did a couple of songs in the Iraq show too. Anyway, their website for the James Gang is www.jamesgangridesagain.com. That's JamesGang. RIDESAGAIN.com. The James Gang was a rock band formed in Cleveland, Ohio in 1966. The original members were drummer Jim Fox, bassist Tom Criss, guitarist Ronnie Silverman, keyboardist Phil Giolombardo, and guitarist Glenn Schwartz. In 1968, Joe Walsh replaced Schwartz when Schwartz left the band to join Pacific Gas and Electric. The band then released its debut album, Your Album. In 1969, the band released his second album, James Gang Rides Again, which included the hit single, Funk, number 49. By this time, Dale Peters had replaced Criss on bass. The band opened for The Who during a tour of Britain after two more albums, Thirds, and the single, Walk Away, and the live album, James Gang Live in Concert. Walsh left the band to perform solo and later joined the Eagles. The classic lineup of the band, Walsh, Peters, Fox, reunited to perform at an election rally for Bill Clinton in 1996. Appearances on the Drew Carey Show in the 1998-99 season, and at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in February 2001, drawing fans from all over the globe. As of May 2004, Glenn Schwartz can be found playing guitar and singing Thursday nights at Major Hoople's in the Flats in Cleveland. In April 2006, it was announced that the Walsh Peters Fox lineup of the group would be touring the United States later that summer, which was this past summer. The trio appeared in August performing live on the Howard Stern radio show on Sirius Satellite Radio. From originally Cleveland, Ohio, Funk, Number 49 by one of my favorite classic rock groups, James Gang. And the hits just keep on coming. James Gang, buck number 49, right here on the Rabbit Song with Dave Rabbit. And finishing up for tonight's show, another one of the classic songs from James Gang, which is going to be Stop. And had this not been a situation to where I was a kinder, gentler Dave, I'd use my standard Vietnam saying for what STOP stands for. But if you want to know what I said in 1971, you can go to my website at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Go to the archive page, and you'll find a couple of things. You'll find the original show from Radio First Termer Saigon, the new Radio First Termer Iraq show. You'll also find a picture of the Playboys, and you can see a picture of me when I was like 19 and thought I knew everything. Of course, I thought I knew everything all my life, but I really thought I knew everything when I was 19, and I actually had the body to back it up. And then the other thing you're going to find is you'll find clips from the original Radio First Termer Vietnam show, And in one of the segments we do for the troops on the front lines, James Gang song of Stop. And you can hear my comments that I said back in 1971. Anyway, that's it for this this show number 4. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the little sneak inside Dave Rabbit and the Playboys. You guys have a great one. And we'll see you on the next episode. Taking us out, Stop by James Gang. Heavy sound. The name of the song is Stop, which can mean stop or state tax on...
Stop! Baby, teach me that I can't take it no more. Stop! If you keep it up, I'm gonna go through the floor. Never knew how good
So there you have it. And would you have it any other way, my fellow pod people? Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show. Do not attempt to shake it off. Instead, check back often for new episodes featuring artists and their music from the PodSafe Music Network at www.podshow.com. Find more wild music, audio, and video at Dave's official podcast network home, DaveRabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, this is Nadira. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.